You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
As the cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are turning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Faffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Stand.
welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. Also on I'll Try Anything Once, 4 p.m. Wednesdays. Check it out. What I just had playing was I Don't Want It by Ween. This is off their album Quebec, which is my favorite Ween album. I own it on CD, if that says anything. It feels a little bit less like, I know they're sort of, I don't know what the right word is, but like they'll sometimes with their music be a bit like trolly. But this feels like the most like in with it. Like they like really sat down and are like, we're going to make an album that like is fairly well done. And like not, obviously there's songs like Zoloft and things like that where it's like, oh, okay, like this is obviously Ween. But I do think overall the album is super cohesive and it's really fun. I really like that album. I got into Ween from my friend's boyfriend. It was sort of a way to like not impress, but like impress and be like, oh, Aaron's friends are really cool. So I got into Ween that way. But now I'm like, I love them. I think they're great. And I also think one of them looks like my uncle in a weird way. I don't remember if it's Dean or the other one, but one of them looks like my uncle a little bit. And I think that's really funny. Not like when he was like, not when they were like actually doing music, but now he looks like my uncle. And I'm like, oh, okay, so we're actually related. No, but what I had before that, it was Even If It's Just a Dream by Sword 2. And then You Fold, I Fold by Superstar Crush. What I have up next is Capture the Flag by Broken Social Scene, and then Au Pays du Cocaine by Geese, my favorite off the album. It's been on repeat since it came out. I'm never getting over it. Really upset I didn't get tickets to the show, but when I looked, when I was home over reading week, I looked and the tickets were like $900 resale, and I just couldn't, I couldn't bring myself to do that, unfortunately. Because $900 is insane. Anyway, I will let the music take over and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. pretend I'm not there. Like a sailor in a big green boat. Like a sailor in a big green coat. You can be free. You can be free and still come home. It's alright.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Drop 19s with their new song, Fool. It came out October 16th, which is super exciting. Hopefully an album. That would be awesome. And then before that, it was Geese with Opes Do Cocaine, my favorite off their new album, Getting Killed. It's been on repeat. The music video is also sick. And then before that, it was Broken Social Scene with Capture the Flag. The Drop 19 song being released is really exciting for me because when I was in, like, grade... Well, for most of high... Like, the first half of high school, I was really into, like... This is a long time ago, too. Like, pushing 8 years, which is scary. I was really into, like, oh, I listen to the Beatles. I'm so different. Like, I listen to Queen, Try Being Me. And then over COVID and just, like, getting older, I started branching out. And Drop 19s and, like, the Cocoteau Twins are some of the bands that really, like, were, like, oh, like, this is music. This really, like, this is fun. Obviously, I still love the Beatles, and that's never going to go away. But it sort of, like... I like to think that, like, in high school, the second half, I had, like, almost an enlightenment when it came to music. Like, I was, like, my eyes were opened. I got to Nirvana and started listening to other stuff that wasn't, like, easy to find. I'm not saying that, like, Drop 19s and the Cocoteau Twins are super niche. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, this is one of the bands that really, like... pivoted my taste in music, and so them releasing a new album would be really, really fun and sort of full circle for me. Anyway, besides the point, what I have up next is Favorite Place by Strong Boy. They opened for Men I Trust when I saw them this summer, and they were fantastic. And then after that, I have Alien by Love Cat. I like that this band is spelled L-U-V Cat, like, because that's how I like to type love sometimes. Sometimes I'll even type, like, lerv. Oh, I lerv it. But I'm like, oh, they get me. Anyway, that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
Like the first time, and I wanna
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was A Cycle by Men I Trust. And then before that, it was Alien by Love Cat, and then Favorite Place by Strong Boy. What I have up next is Another World by the Bel Air Lip Balms. I've played another one of their songs on, I believe, Indie Wake Up Call, not I'll Try Anything Once. And it was Back of My Hand. And when I was going home for reading week, my friend drove me to, because I'm from like GTA just outside Oakville. So my friend drove me to Oshawa, dropped me off at the GO station in Oshawa, and then I took the GO station home. Because she's like, my friend's from Orangeville. I'm like, I'm not making you drive me to Oakville. And I listened to this album on repeat, and I like fully passed out asleep on the GO train, mouth open. Most embarrassed I think I'd ever been in my entire life. Woke up at Union Station being like, where am I? And then took the train, kept going, and took, you know, Lakeshore West all the way to Oakville. But I was, so whenever I think of this album, I think of me passed out on the train, the GO train, with my like massive reading week suitcase, mouth open, asleep. So it's a little tainted, but I still really like this album. And I just felt like I had to share that story because people had to know that this is what I associate it with. And then what I have up next is Good Old Days by Hayley Williams. This is off her new album. It was really cool when it was released because she released all the singles first, like the entire album just as singles. And then based on, I think it was listeners and like fans' perspective, they got to pick the order of the album. So I really thought it was a fun, cool, like collaborative thing she did. She does that a lot. She did that with merch too, where she got fans to help out with merch. And I think she's just really like, when I think of like, oh, you're a musician and you honor creativity, she's one of the people I think of. And I think she's just like the coolest person ever. People are conspiracy theorying about what the album's about. I don't want to believe anything because, you know, I'm not digging in like people do with other artists and stuff like that, but I do recommend listening to this album, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. The self-titled track is amazing. I listened to it all summer on my way to work. Yeah, I really like it, and I think it was cool that she like collaborated with people to, or fans, to make the album more personal. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the next couple songs, and then I'll be back.
Yeah. First on my new phone. I love you. Y'all have a blast. Bye.
Secret love, secret love, secret love. Love. Oh. What's in a name? What's in a name? What's in a name?
Welcome back to the Monday morning indie wake-up call. It has flown by these 2 hours. It's like almost 10 a.m. Insane. Although the time difference or the time change has really thrown me off. So I feel like everything's what we went back. No, we went forward. No, I don't know. I feel like everything's messed up and every hour is like wrong. So it really feels like 11 a.m. Hopefully everyone's like bright and bushy-tailed by now. I have 2 songs left. The first one is Second Sleep by Magdalena Bay. And then One of the Greats by Florence and the Machine off her album that came out on October 31st, Halloween. I haven't like fully, I've listened to the singles, but I haven't really sat down and listened to it because, you know, it was Halloween weekend and it was busy, but I do want to give it the time and I'm holding space for it so that I can listen to it fully. I really like, yeah, that's, and Magdalena Bay is just amazing. I'm hoping, because they keep releasing singles, I'm hoping another album is coming out, because I really didn't get into them until I listened to Immigal Disc. And then I was like, they are so cool. And like the whole aesthetic of the tour where they're like blue and then the album cover is amazing. So shout out Queen's Album Club for last September putting me onto Immigal Disc. But I'm hoping they're releasing a new album because they've got like 3 singles, or I think it's 6 singles. Because they keep releasing like 2 at a time. I'm hoping that a new album is on the way. This is another one where I really like the album covers. They've done like really fun. I have it open in front of me and that's what I'm looking at. They have really fun sort of like medieval looking drawings, which I think is really cool. And it makes me want to listen to it more, because like, what if someone's walking by me on my phone and they look at what I'm listening to and it's like a sick album cover? They're going to think I'm the coolest person ever, maybe. Which is really like what matters, right? That's pretty much it from me. I'm going to let you guys enjoy the music and I'll stop talking. You've probably heard enough of me, but if you haven't, you should tune into I'll Try Anything Once Wednesdays 4 p.m. or follow my Instagram for I'll Try Anything Once. It's I'll Try Anything Once program. It's all there. And I also have all the playlists up there too. So if you guys are like, what did she play today? It's in a link tree and everyone can check it out. That's pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoy. I'll be back next Monday. Don't miss me too much.
Second sleep is calling out to me. If I don't wake up, oh, I have the sense not to.
I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat,
beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on the
and you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
What's up? It's Pickles. Leave a message.
Let's have a kiki.
Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Did I get it right? Do I win the prize?